final announcement. On May the 1st, it's called the National Day of Action. It's a boycott rally and march at High Street and International. That it's a march dealing with immigrant rights, but they also want to raise the question of the murder of Oscar Grant, and they want to make sure that some of us who have made it possible can come and join them. On May the 7th, UC Berkeley, 7 p.m., Racist Police Brutality and Judicial Oppression, featuring Jack Bryson, uncle of Oscar Grant, Stephanie Montoya, sister of Jerry Amaro, who was beaten to death by the head of Oakland PD Internal Affairs, Rebecca Duran, death row activist, and Jeff Mackler from the Mobilization to Free Mumia Abu-Jamal. That will be on May the 7th, doesn't say what day of the week that is, at UC Berkeley, 210 Wheeler Hall. And so, if there are other announcements, yes, sir.
Yeah, on May 1st, which is International Workers Day, there's going to be an immigrant rights march, starting with a rally at Fruitvale Plaza, which is, as we know, hallowed ground.
Is that not the same as this?
No, that's different.
Okay,
I've got a client for that. And our own Reverend Buford is going to be speaking there about this case.
That's right. I think he's still. Were you done, sir?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
We're having a live from the pro. James Anderson will be calling in from San Quentin and answering questions from the audience. Jack will be speaking to our Bryson for the speaker also. Tuesday, May 5th at 7 o'clock, the Berkeley City College. We have a full member of our choir.
So, in closing, of course, Reverend Buford is on the program, as the gentleman just mentioned, at Fruitvale BART station. We'll be there with him, God willing, to give our brother all the backing that he needs. And Reverend, if you wouldn't mind closing us out with thoughts and prayer, please receive the Reverend Daniel Buford.
First, giving honor to God, the beneficent and the merciful one, the one God to whom praise is due forever. Brothers and sisters, I was glad when they said unto me that it's going to the house of the Lord. Just a couple of things before we end on a note of prayer and meditation. It seems to me, just with respect to a couple of comments that were just made, it would be good if we could do like Rodney King said, so we all just get along, even in the way as we plan together, because it sounds like we've got two groups that have the exact same goals in terms of social transformation and change that are working along parallel or crossing tracks on March the 1st. So it would be good it would be good if at some point we could learn to work together, even as we're learning how to get along. The other thing is that it seems to me, this is from a martial arts standpoint, about this meeting, that that actually the pressure point with respect to what Mr. Kristoff has said, I think that you have a more of an acute pressure point right now, not on Noble, but on the immediate firing of Chief G. See, I think that people have gotten off of that, but the man has been on job for 4 months since the murder. Let's listen to this now. And how many different investigations are going on off of his department? Think about that. You have Noble investigating his department. You have Myers Nave investigating his department. You have the district attorney investigating his department. You have his department investigating his department. So how many more investigations of his department need to have before we have a common unified voice in these meetings, a focused voice? I mean, you know, if we can all focus our energies with a voice and a purpose, maybe we could see some positive results of that focus, of that purpose. To me, he's the weak chain in their link. And I think that as long as they keep him on, then that makes them look bad in terms of the other things that they're trying to do in terms of public relations. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
As long as they keep him on, they can't clean themselves up with Noble. So I wouldn't even bother with Noble and how much money they're making right now, because that's not really what the issue is. The issue is that his incompetence and his creation of a culture within that police force that has allowed 3 black men to be killed on his watch and nothing to be done. Let us stand for prayer. Eternal God, we come at this hour thanking you for this day, for the reasonable portions of health and strength that you've given each of us. Each of us have our own situations that we have to bring with us and go beyond and go above to come here and participate in these meetings. We hope that all is well in each home of each person that is here today. And now as we go forth from this place, dismiss us from this place, but not from your presence. Invigorate in us a mind and a willingness to do the right thing. Open the eyes of our understanding that we might be able to understand your will in our lives and do that right thing. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.